from the book of Micah. You can find that right after the little book of Jonah. So good to be in church here on Christmas morning. I sure appreciate God sending His Son to die for the sins of this world. Book of Micah. If you're willing and able, let's stand and honor the reading of the Word of God. Just one verse today, Micah 5, verse number 2. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, who goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. You may be seated this morning. Father, we thank you for this time to gather around your house today in this hour. We're thankful of how you have blessed us. God, how you've given your Son for us. I pray now that you'd let preaching be easy a few minutes. I pray you'd get the honor and the glory out of it. Touch our hearts today by thy word. Now, I'll be careful to honor you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. I'm not going to preach very long this morning. Have a different thought upon this text. If you'll bear with me, I'd like to share a verse in a moment that might open this sermon up. But notice, the children of Israel were facing some of the greatest challenges that they'd ever faced in a nation. Their time was very dark, is very desperate, very dangerous. But yet God had a prophet. And he said something to the world. He said, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." And I want to preach a simple message today on the Bethlehem in you. The Bethlehem in you. Let me give you a verse that might unlock this sermon. And hold your place, and we'll go to the book of Colossians, chapter number 1. Verse number 27 of Colossians 1 and verse 27. And pay special attention to this verse. Paul is writing, he said, "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles," which is you and I. And here's our phrase, "which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now we know the day that we accept Christ, the Bible says you must be born again. The Spirit of God must deal with our hearts. By the Word of God, we realize we are a sinner. We come to Christ by faith. The Bible says at that time when we've trusted Him, we're born again. And Christ comes to live in us by the person of the Spirit of God. The Bible teaches all throughout the pages that we are in Christ. I'm glad I'm in Christ this morning. It also teaches that Christ is in us. And in this passage, we simply see that Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now let's talk about Bethlehem just a moment. Where did Christ come from? Where was He born? Wasn't He born in Bethlehem? So let's look, first of all, in this text of what we read in Micah 2 about Bethlehem in you. First of all, there's a word declaring We see there was a providence in Bethlehem. He said, but thou, Bethlehem, can I tell you that God has divine providence? There's no accident that you and I are here today. Whatever God decrees, Washington cannot change it. You and I cannot change it. He has a will of His own, and the Bible says He does as it pleases Him. And He chose Bethlehem where He would send His Son. We see Bethlehem, a place of providence. But look secondly, not only this word declaring a providence in Bethlehem, but there's a work describing, there is potential in Bethlehem. Look what He says, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall He come forth. You know, could we all look at our lives as Bethlehem this morning and realize the great potential that we have in Christ? I wonder what great potential that we all have for the cause of Christ. As we look at our lives as a place of Bethlehem, we see a great providence. But then secondly, we see great potential. You know, it's amazing what God does to people when Jesus comes forth out of them. I sure am glad that I have had potential that I never saw. But aren't you glad that God's seen potential about you? Things that you never realized you could become. Would you ever thought you was in a church house on Sunday morning? Most of this crowd that I preached to, and years ago you was hung over. But aren't you glad that you in the land of the living this morning? God seen not only a great providence, but He's seen a great potential that in your Bethlehem you could bring forth Christ. Oh, there was a word declaring. There was providence in Bethlehem. God said it so to be. Sure, I'm glad we've got a sovereign God this morning. You know, when you mention a sovereign God, people take it out of balance. But let me tell you, if our God wasn't sovereign today, we'd all be in trouble. We serve a God that never sleeps, and He sees about all of His little children, and He sets our pathway through life. I look back all through my days when God could have killed me as a young man, but Brother Randall, instead of killing me, He let me be saved by the grace of God. And I look back at the provident hand of God, how He's led me and guided me and saved me by His goodness and His grace. Oh, the Bethlehem in you. There's a word declaring a providence in Bethlehem. There's a work describing. There's a potential in Bethlehem. Young people, you think that the Lord might not could use you, but you would be amazed at the potential you have if you'd let Christ have your life and live it out through you. Wished I'd got saved earlier. I've got scars on me today that I'm not proud of, scars of sin. But I won't tell you about a Savior. Brother Kurt sung about Him. Aren't you glad there's not a sinner that had come to Him that He would ever turn away? I'm glad He came to save the chief of sinners, and He can save all the little Indians this morning. Oh, the Bethlehem in you. There's a word declaring a providence in Bethlehem. There's a work describing a potential in Bethlehem. A place where Christ would come forth. But then thirdly, let's turn to this old text in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2, and verse number 1. We'll notice not only is there providence in Bethlehem, potential in Bethlehem, but now let's look at this privilege in Bethlehem. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2. I want to read through verse 7. Watch your Bible. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, to the city of David. Here's our phrase, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And here's the text, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There's the providence in Bethlehem. There's potential in Bethlehem. But I want to say there's a great privilege in Bethlehem that the precious Son of God would be born and come forth out of our lives. I'm glad He lives in us this morning. The hope of glory. Have you ever had a Bethlehem experience? When the Lord dealt with you and Christ came forth out of your life. Oh, what a day. Honey, religion will let you die and go to hell in your sins, but Jesus will save you forever. Oh, I sure am glad I have that Bethlehem experience in my life. You know, Brother Kurt, as you sang today, and when I first met you, you could just see a little bit. Remember our young days, we went to church together. God called you to preach. God called me to preach out of that same little place out through this pine thicket about 5 or 6 miles. I get to thinking what a great privilege it is. We've had a Bethlehem experience that come forth in our life and brought the precious Son of God. The Bible says you must be born again. Have you had a Bethlehem experience where Christ has come forth from you? And then you'll notice there's a word declaring. There was a providence in Bethlehem. Aren't you glad that in God's providence, you can look back at how God guided you to a specific area. There are no accidents with His children. And not only is there a word declaring and a work describing and a wonder delivered, but lastly this morning, there's a worship displayed. There was praise in Bethlehem. Look in Matthew now, the parallel gospel of this story, the last place I go this morning. I want you to see something. I want you to get this and carry it home with you. Matthew's gospel, chapter number 2. The Bethlehem in you. You'll notice there's a word declaring, a work describing, a wonder delivered, but lastly, there's a worship displayed. We see praise happen down in Bethlehem. You say, well, preacher, what's been going on this morning? Oh, there's been some praise going on in Bethlehem. Can I tell you, churches are way too dry, way too formal. We just need to mind the Spirit of God, let the Lord take our service, and go home and enjoy our family. Somebody say amen this morning. Can I tell you there's a worship displayed in Matthew chapter number 2. Watch your Bible now, verses 1 and 2. Now when Jesus, here's our phrase, was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we've seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Then notice this. Look in the same text in verse number 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother, fell down and worshiped him. When they had opened their treasures, Lord, I want to run this morning. When they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Watch your phrase. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed in their own country another way. What are you saying, preacher? When Bethlehem there was a worship displayed, we see praise. And when they praised God and worshiped Him, they left in a different way than how they came. And can I tell you, you'll never leave a different way than the way you came till you worship Him in spirit and in truth. You see, down in Bethlehem, out of our hearts, can you praise Him this morning? You know something, as I've told you many times, my heart is a pastor's heart. Miss Esther, if you'd come, I want you to sing an invitation. I know of many families that have burdens and problems this morning. Brother Randall, I wonder today, Brother Mike, Brother David, could we look in us, the Bethlehem in us, and let us worship Him. For He deserves all the honor and all the praise. Last night, as our grandchildren gathered, I had Sophie read a text out of the Bible of the birth of Christ, and I asked Parker to pray. That was better than any gift they could hand me under a tree. To know that my grandchildren know something about God. God's been so good to you. Brother Dalton, the Bible said when they worshiped Him, they left different than how they came. Can I tell you, He's available this morning. And in my Bethlehem, I want to praise Him. In my Bethlehem, I want to worship Him. And say, thank You, Lord. Not only for what You've done, but what You're going to do. Some of you facing a lot of opposition and struggles, but let me tell you, God's bigger than it all. Just trust Him this morning. Our sister is singing, I'll open up this altar.